formed in Buenos Aires, Argentina in 1985, Los Fabulosos Cadillacs are one of the most influential bands in Latin ska. With 15 albums under their belt, and led by frontman Gabriel Fernandez Capello, better known as Vicentico, and bassist Señor Flavio, was a mixture of salsa, ska, mambo, reggae, funk rock. For over 30 years, Los Fabulosos Cadillacs have been able to stay relevant in an ever-changing music scene, standing the test of time. With songs like Matador that give you a small glimpse into the social and political climate they had to endure, as well as songs like Vasos Vacíos that deal with heartbreak, staying active for over 30 years while also doing side projects like Vicentico's solo work and Flavio's De La Tierra metal band, Los Fabulosos Cadillacs have a little something for everybody. When I was 16, I was heavily into ska. Into the LA ska scene, to be exact. I listened to bands like Matamosca, Ocho Calacas, Chancha Berrinches, and Los Kung Fu Monkeys. To their credit, they opened the floodgates to bands like Inspector, Maldita Vecindad, Los Pericos, and Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. Los Fabulosos Cadillacs was a band that I never thought I would see live. Due to the fact that they were kind of inactive through my time, this was like in the early 2000s. And it was just a band that you would like listen to on compilations with your friends and be like, man, it's great how they mix all these genres together and turned it into something so special. But that all changed until September 24th, 2023. The Hollywood Bowl was a capacity of 17,500 people, is an iconic venue in the Hollywood Hills. And now Los Fabulosos Cadillacs take the stage. They were amazing. The energy was high. I felt like I was in a soccer game. The sound and the music was beautiful. And I scratched one more off the bucket list.